Everybody think this, you know, the Steve Magnin Football Camp is just football. No, we have, you know, a lot of people, like, you know, come in and talk for as hidden topics of, you know, alcohol, drugs, you know, violence, you know, crime, and all that stuff. So I think we touch a little everything in my camp for as trying to get these kids on the right track and try to school them, you know, not just only about football, but life. You know, if you don't have your life together, there's no way you're going to be a professional athlete or a doctor or a lawyer. So we try to touch, you know, on all subjects that's dealing with just life. And football comes second to that, you know, because that's important. The kids, you know, finally realize, you know, that, you know, they got to be on the right track in order to make it in this world. You know, education is a big part. You know, if you can't, if you don't pass, you don't play. So that's the number one thing. You have to get your grades and you have to have the education regardless of what you want to become in life. But right now my mind is free from training camp, and you know, I can wake up every morning and feel blessed that I got the opportunity to spend time with my family, enjoy my family and enjoy just life in general. You know, everybody asks me, do I miss it? No, I don't miss it. Not right now anyway, but you know, of course, I'm gonna watch the games, and I think once you know you feel like you know you watch the game, you're gonna miss it. But as far as me thinking about going back out there, thinking about playing, that's not the question. But overall, and I don't have the itch. I think you know my body has done trained my mind well that you know I just couldn't do it no more physically. That where you know waking up on Monday morning can't get out of the bed. You know I think you know once you think about that, you know you don't think about going back out there. Because it's something you've been playing, like I said, since you was a kid. And to all of a sudden, you know, have that taken away from you, not taken away from you, but have that, you know, the mental and physical ability to kind of decrease a little bit because, you know, in this league, you got to play 110% every snap. And when you feel like that you can't do that, you know, that's when, you know, in the back of your mind, you said you need to step down. No, I got four boys that's keeping me busy. So I think that's a full-time job, you know, and especially when you have some in high school and some, you know, my oldest is 16 and my youngest is 4. So you got a big split in there. And every one of them got their own agenda, you know. So I think that they keep me busy, but I still take time out and to myself and go do a little my favorite hobby, fishing. So there's always time for that. It's different, yeah, because now you got to get adapted to, you know, your family again, you know, and I think that's something that, you know, I've been missing for 13 years. You know, football take a lot of time, you know, and, you know, I wake up in the morning, my kids are asleep, and when I come home at night, my kids are still asleep. So, you know, I think it's now that I got to, you know, get adjusted to, you know, just family in general, you know, having that time to, you know, spend, you know, that extra time with them and try to school them and of how to be successful in life and also in whatever sport they choose to play. You know, I think, you know, it's always adjustment. And the game itself, you know, you accumulate a lot of friends in the National Football League for as, you know, the 13 years I was there. And, you know, the camaraderie that we have in the locker room is going to be missed. And things that, you know, that we did collective as a team and teammates. But that's something that you can't forget. It's always going to be in your mind, you know, what those guys doing in the locker room right now. I know they probably acting a fool or telling jokes or playing cards or something. But, you know, that comes over a long period of time. And you just can't forget about those things.